trying to look at what it means to be evident. So we said that anytime somebody assumes a position of urgency, the person sees an importance of being swift at action. So you can almost tell that the person is compelled to do something. So the person is determined in doing something. You almost would tell that the person is insistent. The person sees a need for action. And if we're going to be understanding what it means to redeem the time, is to understand and know how to treat things urgently. Many of the times we keep postponing one thing after the other. Tomorrow I'll preach. Tomorrow I'll go here. Oh, tomorrow next. Oh, tomorrow, tomorrow next. And then it's 6 months passed. But as a people, if there is anything that I will want to lay emphasis on, is that we must learn how to see things and to do things urgently. Not many people see a need to be urgent. And like I said, and I've been saying, sometimes personalities differ naturally. Someone might be slow, someone might be a bit fast, someone also might be very fast. But I said, every one of those things don't matter. If you're going to be trained and you're going to be relevant in what God is doing today in the earth, and we all are positioning ourselves to be relevant in what He's doing today, then we have to see that need to be urgent, to be swift, to be fast. You have something on your hands that you get to do. Nobody should come and ask you, what are you doing? Are you not going to do this? No, it's somebody who does not see a need to be urgent. So, many of the times, this ministry can sustain a high level of sense of urgency over time. And if it does sustain a high level of sense of urgency, right, we are going to become high performance machines where we always find results go from good to better and to great and beyond. So when you see that a ministry is not doing well, a ministry is not growing, it's because they are not too much high performance people. It's like everybody tries to take it very, really slow. Oh, you know, let's not worry our heads too much. Oh, let's just hang around. It's not really a problem. You know, it's just something we are doing. I mean, have you ever realized someone tell you, be careful, be careful. This thing called ministry, be careful. Please, there is nothing to be careful about. There is nothing to be careful about. There is nothing to be careful about. When God chose to die for us, He did not do that in carefulness. He was not careful. So we also cannot be careful. In fact, the Bible teaches us not to be careful for anything. So you get to realize that one who is zealous One, I'm sorry, who is urgent is one who understands the need. I have to finish this now. I have to do this now. One of the times I was at work, and boy, I had never experienced such pulling from different sides. I had one person calling me, another calling me, another calling me from here, and they were all expecting me to attend to them. And they all were expecting me to reach out to them. One is waiting for a delivery to be made, and she's so very, very much interested that she's traveling tomorrow. And I'm just being pulled from one side to the other, to the other, to the other. At a point in time, I started getting angry. And I said, relax, relax. You were built to do things urgently and to meet needs urgently. Relax. So I spoke to myself. I said, relax, relax, relax. You can handle them. So I started calling. I started doing this. Before I realized I had finished one task, before I realized I had finished another task, before I realized I had finished another task. And there was this last person whom I was supposed to finish. Then before I finished the whole thing in itself. And she wanted a delivery. We're not getting a biker. We're not getting a boat. She also wouldn't pay with mobile money because she had the money physically on her. And she was an old woman. And I said, relax, 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 relax. Make sure you finish it today. Don't postpone it till tomorrow. So that was how, right when I closed from work, I put it on myself to go to her house and I delivered that thing to her. Why? Because I did not want to see it as something I could do tomorrow. Yes, there are certain things you will postpone. There are certain things you will say tomorrow. But, you know, somebody who is learning and who knows how to be urgent sees that it has to be done now. So oftentimes, in even preaching and teaching of the gospel, there are certain people, God orchestrates them to stumble in your path. But you see, they end up, or you just might not end up reaching out to them because you were not urgent about it. So begin to be swift. Are you listening? Begin to be swift. If we're going to have a ministry that is doing well, we're going to have people who are consistently on the edge. Consistently on the edge. It's like you're consistently on the edge. Consistently on the edge to do something, consistently on the edge to be better, consistently on the edge to be effective, consistently on the edge to be usable, consistently on the edge to be sendable, to be dependable. You see that urgency, that swiftness. You can tell that the people are willing to do this now. So begin to learn this. Are you listening? It is a virtue that's needed. It's a virtue that's needed. When Paul says, necessity is laid on me to preach the gospel, it's like saying there is a pressing insistency on me to preach the gospel. So necessity, there is also urgency. Necessity is laid on me. There is that insistency on me to be somebody that preaches the gospel. There is that insistency on me to be someone that does the work of the ministry. It's not that I will leave it and tomorrow I will come and see it. So if we're going to be high performance people, people who understand what it means to be highly performing, then we must be able to have that sense of urgency over a long period of time. So you're always on that verge. You always see that, no, this thing, we need to do it. And we will do it. Many of you have to review your personal decisions. And cancel out the, next 2 years. No, what are you doing now? Unless, of course, you have a leading. Like I said, unless, of course, you have a leading on that. But many of the times, you can get on and do it now. Listen, Yes, you can get on and do it now. Don't wait too long. Because at certain times we just are delaying ourselves on what we should do. So begin to respond to that urgency. Are you listening? Begin to respond to that urgency. Start seeing yourself as a minister now. Don't wait till it's like you really are not too sure. You're not too sure whether you actually are a minister. It's like, hey, I'm not too sure. I'm not sure God wants me to do this. No, God wants you to do it. Get to it now. So oftentimes, high-performing ministries are going to be people that challenge this thing now. This thing now. The thing I ask you to do, okay, please, I'm on it. The thing I ask you to do, oh, yes, sir, I'm on it. When did you start? The very moment you told me to, please, sir. That's how we can become highly performing. So, there are certain situations, even medically, there are medical situations, they need a now attention. For example, somebody who has an accident and then probably is having a hemorrhagic stroke. I mean, that's not the time to say the person is going to be fine. Oh, you know, just let's be patient. Let's be calm. No, you rush that fellow to the hospital. And sometimes when you leave the person right at the hospital, they are moving the person into the theater. Because there are certain things that must be addressed now. If you hear my teaching on urgency, and you hear my teaching on being led by the Spirit, you think they are two different things. No, they are the same. I'm just teaching you how to act urgently when you are supposed to, and how to be slow when you are supposed to. So both are not against each other. They don't contradict each other. Because there are things that the Spirit of God wants you to get on and do now. So every day, we must act that day with a sense of urgency. And we must be oftentimes creating the balance here. Is that we also must learn to be urgently patient. That means that acting every day with a sense of urgency, but you also have a realistic view of time. It means that we could recognize that 5 years may be needed to attain, you know, some very important and ambitious goals that God has given to us. And yet, coming to do this every single day and being committed to every single day makes us progressively towards the goals that we are supposed to fulfill as a people. So there is that need to understand both sides. That need that we need to understand both sides. So begin to be urgent. Are you listening? Begin to be urgent. Begin to learn to be urgent. That's how we're going to redeem the time. Knowing that the days are evil. That's how we're going to be redeeming the time. Knowing that the days are evil. Who knows that the days are evil? And we have very short times to live. Even if you live the 120 years old, it's still short. Yeah. So, redeem the time. Let's have that urgency. Are you listening? Each and every time, have that pressing need to do it. Pressing need to preach. Pressing need to speak to your disciples. Pressing need to pray for them. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14, the NIV or the NLT. Don't stop. Are you listening? See that pressing need. When Elisha was in his last illness, King Jehoash of Israel visited him and wept over him. "My father, my father, I see the chariots and the charioteers of Israel," he cried. Elijah told him, "Get a bow and some arrows." And the king did as he was told. Elijah told him, "Put your hands on the bow." And Elijah laid his own hands on the king's hands. Then he commanded, "Open that eastern window." And he opened it. Then he said, "Shoot." So he shot an arrow. Elisha proclaimed, "This is the Lord's arrow, a mighty arrow of victory over Aram. For you will completely conquer the Arameans in Afik." Then he said, "Now pick up the other arrows. Pick up the other arrows and strike them against the ground." So the king picked them up and struck the ground 3 times. So, you see, urgency also teaches you to maintain that constant zeal of consistency. Anybody who is urgent is most likely to keep a sustained, consistent activity. So he told him, "Shoot the arrows." The king did as he was told. He just shot 3 of them, but there were more arrows. Then the man of God was angry with him, and he said, "You should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times, he exclaimed. "Then you would have beaten Aram until it was entirely destroyed. Now you will be victorious only 3 times. Then Elisha died and was buried. That was all. That was all. That was all. It says you should have struck this thing continually for at least 5 or 6 times. And you only struck it 3 times. And you let down the guard. Behold, you will only have a 3-time victory." You see, he wasn't urgent. And therefore, he wasn't consistent. And that cost him great victories that he had ahead of him. Many of our life stories and the victories that we should enjoy, the victories that we should have, are tied to how persistent and urgent we are. How persistent, how urgent. How you can continue when it doesn't look like what you are doing makes a lot of sense. How you can continue with discipleship, continue with prayer. It says you should have struck this thing 5 or 6 times, then you would have utterly destroyed the people. You should have. You should have. You would have utterly beaten Aram. And it will be entirely destroyed. Now, you have victories that are not complete. You only just saw an urgent need to pray 3 times. It says you should have been praying 5 or 6 times. Then that thing would have been utterly succumbing to you. But you gave up too early. You gave up too early. So there is a need to be urgent. And that urgency will create in you a persistency. You should have shot. You should have shot. You should have shot for 5 or 6 times. You should have persisted. Keep shooting. Many of us quickly just give up. I'm praying, but I'm not seeing anything. No, you should have shot for 5 or 6 times. My disciples are quite some way. You should have shot 5 or 6 times. You don't even say that. It's like you keep shooting and the victories are going to be won. Oh, it looks like that opportunity is not going to happen. You should have shot for at least 5 or 6 times. Then the victory can come. It's not every time that you get things victoriously on one trial. In fact, many things that are great, you hardly get them on one trial. Many things that are great, many discoveries that are to be made, many depths of the spirit that are yet to be plunged, you hardly get them by praying once. It's literally impossible. Just pray once, that's all. Then disciples want to listen to you. Let's pray once. You want to be Kenneth Hagin? You should have shot for at least 5 or 6 times. So this is something we must learn. Are you listening? It's to be swift and urgent. And that swiftness produces a consistency. Sometimes when you even come for spiritual meetings, you know, there should be that urgency. It's not like you're just walking slowly. Okay? It's like you're just hopping. No, we must see you like, you're moving. If we are moving, we are moving. You are coming in. That urgency has to be there. No, you are just modeling. Just modeling. No. It's like you are fast and you are swift. Are you listening? Be fast and be swift. Don't be slow. No. Be fast, be swift. Be insistent. Let it be something that you have become. If you are not like that, you have become. So treat things urgently, especially the things that need to be treated with urgency. For those of you who are medical students or who are pharmacists, there are 2 types of hypertensions. They call one hypertensive emergency, and there's another is hypertensive urgency. When I heard these 2 things when I was learning hypertension, I was thinking emergency is the one you need to be emergent about. No, it's the urgency. Hypertensive urgency. That needs to be dealt with now. Except that we're looking for something like an end organ damage, some way, somehow. So, you get to realize that when we're dealing with some of these things, we're dealing with very important things that need to be addressed, need to be given attention to, and it has to be given attention to now. Ministry has to be given attention to now. So, Joash should have actually shot that arrow 5 times, 6 times, 7 times till the prophet tells him, it's okay. You have totally annihilated the people. But he shot 3 times and he was standing there. This is how the ministry is going to grow. And it's going to be that persistent. Is that the people will learn to shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot. You can pray and pray and pray till whatever you are praying for, it gives up. It gives up. The thing has given up. So come and take me. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Whatever you want to see the Lord do in your life, whatever you want to see yourself accomplish, whether be it secularly, spiritually, if you don't stop, you will accomplish it. If you don't stop, you will accomplish it. If you don't stop, you will accomplish it. You want to have 600 disciples? If you don't stop, that thing will become a reality. You want to have 2,000 disciples? If you don't stop, it will happen. You want to have 6,000? It will happen. It can happen if you don't stop. But if you stop shooting, you're going to have territories unfought and unwon. If you stop shooting, it's going to be victories, but it will not be complete victories. It won't be complete. The victories are not going to be complete. They're not going to be complete victories. They're not going to be total, wholesome victories won. But I see someone not stopping in Jesus' name. You are not stopping. You are not stopping. You are not stopping. You are not stopping. One of the things my dad said to me, he said, "You have been following this thing for a long time." That's what he said. He said, "You have been saying the same thing for a long time." You know, there's a way people know you are serious about something. Is that you don't change what you say about that thing. No, don't change. Don't change it. Don't give up. That thing will happen. That thing will happen. That thing will happen. If you learn to shoot and shoot and shoot. Some of you is just a healing. That is like you just want to walk in that healing. So something feels a bit off. If you don't give up on that word, if you don't give up on that word you have heard from God's word, it will happen. Kenneth Hagin used to read Mark 16:16. Every time he was sick on his deathbed, he was left to die. And every day he would read it. And every day he would read it. And it then acted on him that he had to act on it. He started acting on it. So don't give up. Don't give up. Shoot again. Be urgent. Shoot again. Be insistent. Be swift. Be fast. Let God use you to accomplish things. And God is going to use you to accomplish things. He's going to use you to accomplish things. Great things for Him. So let's have that urgency. There's some things I'm going to be looking out for. Many of the times I'm not very critical. Especially when I've not taught you something. I'm not critical at all. Because it all points back to me. That I'm the one that didn't teach. So if I didn't teach, I don't expect you to know. But the moment I teach, I begin to look out for it. It means now I can place a demand on the people I teach that I have taught you this. Why are you not doing it? There are many things that there are many loopholes that I see that are yet to be taught. But I'm just very, very, very patient. And I'm like, okay, let's give it some time. I've not taught them, so that's okay. They can still do it this way. But the moment I teach, that ends the conversation. is that now is the time to be able to do. So I've taught you on urgency. Begin to be urgent. Begin to be swift. Let me see that swiftness. I don't want to see you just cold and somber and just one innocent. No. Let's have that urgency. Even when we go for meetings, let's see that urgency. Even when we are gathering, let's see that urgency. Let's see that urgency. How can it be time for a service or time for a meeting and then you are in the church and you are talking? It's not time, does not mean you should be talking. I mean, there should be that urgency. You should know why you are there. So be swift. Decisions you have to take in life, be swift. Understand? Be swift. Don't sleep and wake up and sleep and wake up. I'm waiting to hear. Many of the times they don't even hear anything. Once you know that this thing you are supposed to do it, go and do it. Act urgently. What you know you must do, do it urgently. Don't wait, you're still young. You can still do it. You can shoot 6 times, you can shoot 7 times again. And you're going to have many, many, many full, wholesome victories. Amen. I trust God with you. I trust God with you. That you are going to be urgent. Urgent. There is that urgency. That urgency. You're going to be a high performance minister. Like you are high. Your efficiency is high. High. The performance is high. Father, I thank you for these special ones that are seeing the need to be urgent, that are seeing the need to be insistent, to be swift. They know how to make decisions, take decisions, make bold decisions. And they will not be afraid. They will know that times are supposed to be redeemed. They'll preach, they'll teach, they'll raise disciples. They'll know they don't have that much time on their hands. They will work with this form of urgency. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.